one of the greatest things that I love to watch in sports television is you with Shanae Ogumike and Andrea Carter on the air at the same time. I mean, I love you, but I love them.
I love them. They're superstars.
They are superstars. They just are. Y'all are the A-team. Y'all are something special to behold. What has it been like working with those two?
This is the rare combination where we are actual like sisters. Like we talk every day, whether we're on TV together or not. We actively root for each other. I was coming into the women's college basketball and then the WNBA space. Right. And so they wrapped their arms around me and like helped me in a way that I can never, ever, ever repay. And it has been so rewarding to sit on a desk with people who, you know, actively root for you, want you to win. Everyone wants everyone to win. And it's just been, it's really special because I marvel at them. I mean, you guys, like, as good as they are on air, they're better people off air. They're just phenomenal. Right. They're so,
I do have a problem with Andrea, though. I do have a problem with Andrea, though. The girl got snakes. She got snakes. She's a snake lover. Something wrong with her. Something wrong with her about that one. She actually invited me over. She said, Steven, you need to come over and see my snakes. I like, never. Snakes?
Yes.
Snakes in the house.
100%.
I'm like, no. But I love her to death, and she's a phenomenal basketball analyst. Listen, Elle, I'd be remiss in neglecting to bring up the impending WNBA negotiations. We saw them during All-Star Weekend, and they're talking about pay us what you owe us or whatever. My position was, listen, you can make that argument. I support you. I want you to get your money. I want you to get your bag. The WNBA has grown. Other people going to make arguments. WNBA been losing money, blah, blah, blah. Hell with that. Women deserve their money. My only issue is it is a negotiation. You understand? Nobody gets everything they want. You and I both know through experience how you handle stuff during a negotiation, sometimes influence negotiations. How have you felt about what their position has been? And do you plan on bringing any of this up at the ESPNW Sports Summit?
Right now, they both want the same thing. They both want no stoppage in play, and they both want the continued viewership and growth of the league to happen. But right now, they are not speaking the same language. And I think that because this is the most important CBA of our lifetime, of their lifetimes, they are going to do absolutely everything they can to get everything that they deem to be a non-negotiable. And I've asked multiple players, what is your non-negotiable? And it is revenue share. Like, that is some of the other stuff I'm sure they can deal with and whatnot, you know, facilities and things like that.
Basketball related income, revenue sharing. Absolutely.
Like, that's their non-negotiable. They want a bigger piece of the pie. They are not saying they want the same piece of the pie that the NBA or the NFL is getting. That's not what they're saying. They just want something that is commensurate to the growth that we've already seen and the projected growth that they will see over the next 5 years.